Hello. Hi, hi, hon. It's me, Alma. Give me one minute. Look, don't hang up. One minute. So I told
Okay,
you that we're going at 20:32.
pero que ninguno estamos haciendo nada. Bueno, no estamos haciendo dinero nomás para nosotros, nomás para los trabajadores y para los intermitentes. ¿Y esto?
Okay.
Your book. Yeah, I'm gonna tell him no, I have him booked right now. Like he's really, he está ocupado haciendo test donde quiera ahorita. Like, imagínate que tienes la cita today, you have an appointment today, you have an appointment tomorrow. And then you have one Saturday. Yeah, cuando le hablo a ella le voy a meter. Yes, sir. Okay, love you too, Daddy. Bye. Hello, I'm so sorry, love.
It's all right. No problem.
He's got me, man. I'm sick in bed, but he's got me everywhere. He's got my head. I'm spinning like if I'm a freaking exorcist right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry you feel bad today. What happened?
Me,
Are you sick?
well, no, I have health issues. I have health issues already. I was hereditary, so some days I have colon cancer
Oh.
and now they found a lump in my chest and they're worried that it's breast cancer. So there's just some days
Oh,
that are harder than
I'm
others. And so today is just
so
one of those days.
Would you like me to call you some other
No,
time?
I'm fine, love. I'm sitting in bed. I'm fine. I'm just sitting in bed with my laptop and my tablet and my phone.
I
It's
feel
better
very
for me.
busy.
Yeah, like I rather keep, like it's fine because I rather keep occupied because when you're not doing nothing and you're not occupied, your mind's just running like, oh, I don't feel good. And you get even worse. So I'd rather just keep my mind running and occupied.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It happens sometimes with me too. Like whenever I don't feel good, I'd rather like do things. 'Cause if I like sit down and lie in bed and do nothing, then I would feel
You're
like all the pain in my body, like every inch of the pain.
See, that's my husband, my fiance, but I've been with him for so long, I already call him my husband. That's him. Men are worse to be sick. Oh my God. Babe,
They're like a
yes, he's like a little baby. He'll tell me, babe, I can't. It hurts, babe. He's sick. I'm like, oh my God, you're such a little.
I feel you. I've got three boys, so two
Oh my.
sons, and my husband as well. So yeah, I really
That's
feel
just
you.
another day. That's another son right there. Like that's what I told my
Yeah.
husband. I told my husband the same thing. I don't have to have more kids. He goes, why not? I said, 'cause I got you.
What is enough for you?
No, he just laughed. He didn't know because he didn't know my word. No, he knows I'm not lying. He knows that's true. I wouldn't have him no other way, though.
That is good to hear. So yes, I am actually calling because I've been assigned as your account manager. So which means we'll be working closely with the account, and I see that you did the Google Verified campaign, so that's really perfect. Now, I wanted to go ahead and have everything set up as soon as possible. So first is we need to go ahead and complete the application.
Yeah, I
So
was just waiting. I was gonna
have.
do it, but I sent him a copy of it. I'm the one that he ended up saying it's up to me. It's mine, and he's like, maybe I'm gonna go and make some paperwork and stuff like that. because, and because you're the only one that's so in interest, because he did this company thinking, okay, he wants it family run, family and everything. So he did it more for my brother. He did it more for my brothers, but my brothers don't have nothing interest in construction, nothing. So he sees that I'm the only one putting interest into it. So he said, baby, this is yours, so go put whatever you, like, the web page, everything is just me. So he's like, I don't want him to feel completely left out. So I sent him a copy of it last night. He was reading it a little bit, so I was putting it off a little bit because I let him actually look at it a little.
Yes. So basically a form that needs to be filled out and then the documents that need to be attached. But I really wanted to go ahead and have the form submitted as soon as possible, because even with the documents, let's say you're going to go ahead and pass the documents to follow up, that's totally fine. But at least complete the application so that we can go ahead and start working on the account right away.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So he needs the paperwork like now, because he told me that he's waiting for somebody for them to actually give him the paperwork, because I guess he put it in a box or one, like a safe box or something, because he'll lose everything too. So he says he gets it tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's totally fine. You can do the application today, submit it, and then you can follow up with the documents. You can send it to me tomorrow or whenever you have it.
Okay. And then you see, I'm going to the web, to the, oh, he texted it to me. It's on my phone. Yeah, he texted it, sent it. So that's what I end up. Okay, so I wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
I started looking at the contract and reading it yesterday. The name on it, does it matter?
The R&R Construction?
No, I mean the name of the person that is signed by.
Let me see.
It's his wife that passed away.
Has it been changed already?
No.
Not yet?
No, I'm looking at it. I mean, in a way, he was wondering if we had, because I noticed it, and I told him, I said that, because I had to, like, I didn't want him to cry and things, because she came, because there's a story to behind y'all. She's the one, my dad's already been doing this for years, and he would just do little side jobs for people that he knew, like, for church and things. She's seen how good my dad was and this and that and how he, like, so it was her pushing my dad to make it R&R Construction. It was her to be my dad's hype man. And then she's the one that she signed up with y'all. She's pushed him. She's the one that did all of this. I'm just taking over. And he hasn't even touched it and things like that. He doesn't know what the heck he's doing. So it's like, in a way, I had to tell him, like, Dad, before you open the email, it's Anna's name on it. And he just asked. We were quiet for a little bit. He goes, yeah, because she worked on this page and she worked with y'all while she was in the hospital on her deathbed. So we, in a way, don't want to take her name off because it's going to be something to her. Like, us memorizing her and giving it to her, but I don't know if we have to.
Let's just leave it as is. Anyway, let's see. Originally, she is actually the one who set up the account, so that I think that's fine. Yeah, we can leave it like that. Just to keep her name, just to keep her on this account, on this campaign, so we still have her name.
It's like, this is her legacy to him and then him to me, because she was really in the hospital on her deathbed when she was dying. She was literally dying, and she's more worried. Instead of her being sick and anything, she was more worried about making the pace for my dad. And she's in the hospital weak and sick, but she made this page, and that's why, in a way, I don't want to take her name off. So she could be a part of the growth and everything of the company, not just the beginning, but her having her name on it is her being part of it all.
Yeah.
And it's something for her. She deserves it. After everything she's done, she does deserve it.
You know what? I really feel that she is really someone special to everyone.
She was.
Not to
she was
your
a
dad,
wonderful.
But she too.
She was a wonderful, wonderful lady. Like, at the time, I didn't speak to my dad. We weren't close mm-hmm. like we are now, and I went 6 years without talking to my dad. And just, one day, I end up talking to him and stuff, and she ended up answering the phone, and from there, me and my dad started getting close here and there and talking a little more, but it was her, like, she would yell at the doctors when it would take me so long, and not even something my mom does, and she did it. She's a wonderful lady. She was a wonderful, wonderful blessing, and she was there for my dad. I believe in that. I'm one of those, because I met my husband, and me and my husband are, I tell him he's my, we say he's my, we're each other's person, that one person that's made for you. Just that one person made for you, that there's no one in the world like that. That's me and my husband, because I can look at him and we look at each other and we have a full-blown conversation and we don't say one word. My dad used to say that I was full of poo-poo. He would say, you're full of crap. You ain't that. That's not true. Yeah, that's make-believe. That's cartoons and soap operas and da-da-da until he met her. When he met her, he says, when he called me and he told me, he goes, I'm sorry and I understand now what you mean and yeah, you're right. He goes, I am sorry for not believing in you. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. She was just that one person that you would meet and you would fall. You would love her. Thank you.
I can really feel how good a person she is and how she impacted both you and your dad's lives.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to know that she had to pass away. But let's keep everything, I mean, her name on the account, because I see it's still here, and I don't want to delete it. I want to keep it here on the records, her name. Let's keep everything, you know, everything that's related to her that has her name on it. We can go ahead and keep it.
Okay.
So we keep her legacy. This campaign, actually, if this blooms, and, you know, this will be in memory of her.
Yeah. That's what I was
be part
hoping. Yeah. That's what I was hoping. Because, yeah, I do want, we grow, I want it to show that she's growing with us because it was because of her we're growing.
Yes.
Thank you. No, but I was reading some of it, and I didn't really read the whole thing, but it's, I mean, I don't see, no, I told him, yeah, that it was fine, because I agree, okay, yeah, that he said whatever I want, so I agree that, yeah, I was going to go ahead and go through with it. He wants to understand, we both do more, because the thing is that he's not liking is the fact that he's got to pay his membership, which is $2-something, and now he just got through paying another $2-something yesterday, and then he's going to have to pay, when everything goes through, he has to pay another $5-something.
Was that clear? Was that explained to you by our representative?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really good. He was really good, and he was explaining it. And I can understand most of it, but it's like it does to him. My dad is a lot because he's like, okay, 200, 230, 240-something. He goes, and then another 200-something. He goes, and then still in another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he goes, another 507. He goes, that's a lot. But like I told my dad, it's guaranteed 13. The guy told us 13 guaranteed leave. Guaranteed that y'all hand them off where they're, y'all give them to us. Not automated machine. Y'all actually talk to him. Talk to the client. And that's, I told my dad that was really good because the automated machines just, they end up confusing my clients. They don't like it. But he said that we would get the good jobs. And then, see, that's where he comes in and he says, okay, so my dad pays the $2-something that is membership. Then he paid the $2-something yesterday. Then he's going to pay another $507. And then he's got to pay another $26 to $39 a lead. That's like, so all of this money for, and he still has to pay for the actual job, the lead. That's not right. My dad doesn't like it. He's like, he says the same thing. He goes, why are they charging us when we're already for the lead, when we're already paying all of this amount?
Allow me to explain that one for you. So what happens is that the $200 that you paid yesterday was actually for the application. So that is standard when we go ahead and process the application of your Google Verified campaign. Now, the next $500 that they will charge you, that is your activation budget, which means you have, like, money that is being put there. So, well, that's what you mentioned, that we will, after that one, we will charge you for leads. That is correct. So, depending how many leads you get, that's the charge that you will get, but it's a cap of $500, and we will charge it to you to replenish the $500 that you have. Now, the reason why we have to keep a hold of the $500 is because billing of Google Verified campaign is actually every end of the month, actually every first of the, like, this month cycles of the next 3 to 5 days, that's the time we bill you. Sometimes when clients actually go ahead and cancel, let's say, for example, they cancel, we have to make sure that there is enough funds left to cover if ever before cancellation or cycle actually ended and then there were actually leads charged, then there's still money to cover it. But the money is still there. You can, for example, you decide to cancel, the $500 is still there. We can go ahead and allot it to different programs. Let's say you can use it to your monthly program or you can try a different ad, which is Google Ads, but it's not a lost money. It is there. It is just like you have the money there just allocated for the leads. So after the end of the month, we charge you for how many leads? We replenish the $500. But it is there. It's not lost. It's not like the application fee that, you know, you pay for application and that's it. The money is gone already because you paid for the application. Your monthly, your budget, your activation budget is there. It stays there and you can use it.
Okay. So he doesn't have to, okay, so say he doesn't get all those leads. Since you're saying that those leads come out into the 500, that means he doesn't have to pay like the next month another 500.
Yes, that's right. Let's say, for example, on your first month, you only got 4 leads. Let's just say that one. And let's say cost per lead is $20. So that's $80, mm-hmm. right? We will only bill you $80 just to replenish the $500. So it's not going to be like monthly $500. No, that would depend on the leads that you have. But if you get like all the 13 leads, that's actually great. That's the time we bill you the whole amount. But again, this would be depending on how many leads you get.
And those 500, is that his membership or like does he still, he doesn't pay that to something that he was still paying already?
You have the monthly bill. Let me check here. Your monthly bill is $249. That is monthly. So you will be billed every the 17th of the month. The one that you paid yesterday, the $200 activation, that is only one time.
Okay.
Yes.
It's because, yeah, he didn't, I mean, it's because when we were,
It was monthly.
Yeah, because, no, like, he thought, okay, it's like, okay, I have paid the monthly bill, cause, and she started doing that. He paid his monthly bill, and then they started wanting to charge him even though he paid his monthly bill, they wanted to charge him per lead. Not like you're doing it. You say, okay, we put it in, you're not spending all your money, we're giving it back to you. No, they just charged, they charged them the full of the regular monthly bill, and they wanted to charge per lead.
That would be the case. So we still bill you the monthly because the monthly that we have for you, that is for your SEO, that's the map session, the website, the call tracking, and the Facebook ads. So the $249 that we bill you monthly every 17th, that's for a different campaign.
Mm-hmm. So he's practically saying he's going to be on all of them.
Yes. So this will be your monthly bill from after we bill you the activation budget of $500. So your monthly bill will be like this. $249 to cover your SEO, Facebook ads, website, and call tracking maintenance. That's $249. And then another is the paper lead, depending on how many leads that you get. If you get only 4, then we will charge you only 4. This is just to replenish the $500. So you have like $500 there that is there that to be used for your Google Verified campaign.
Okay. Okay. And then, like, y'all have it when he does his, like, art, is this the same low, the same everything's going to be on his Nova on the same one, like, the app? We're going to see everything the same way, or is this a... Or does it upgrade? Yeah. Because I've seen ones that it goes on here. Because I've literally looked at different ones, and it's because I'm going to actual school. I did it also for school because I'm going to school for it. So I had to do it as homework. So it shows some of them are really neat. That it's easy for him because I know that y'all end up sending me where I had to make him uninstall the app because he was logged on and didn't know because y'all can't be on two things. Well, there's one that I've seen when I did it for school and I had to make a whole thing, a whole project out of it. There's one that I wish that y'all would do because it's easier for him like that. They were letting it to where I could log in on my name, on my phone number and be stayed in and he would find it on the email. And like they had a calendar on there, they had the calendar on there, they had an appointment book on there, they had everything in that. I would just put the dates and the amount and do the contract, and it would send it to everybody, even to him. So he was able to actually see it because I tweaked it a little bit to see if it would work.
So, that's nice.
See, you know how many. Angie got mad at me because I stole 10 clients from Angie and bought them to Splash. No, they're rude. They're rude. Like, they don't. What gets me is they don't treat their. Let me wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I'm back and forth everywhere. And this stupid phone don't want to work sometimes. So my dad, I need an upgrade. I didn't know this thing ain't working. It says it's an old phone. It don't want to know when I want something. My screen isn't up. Oh, well, I guess I missed. Okay. It's my private phone, so I don't probably speak to telemarketers. But yeah, they're like, I told him I like the way that y'all are because y'all treat your clients like y'all get down to earth with them. Y'all treat like we're people, not like we're just another paycheck. And that's how they do it over there. That it's like they rush you to get off the phone. I don't.
Well, we love talking to our clients. We love building relationship because that's one way that we can go ahead and build connection and make sure that we understand what's going on. I feel what you're like say or what your concerns are, and I'm able to address it. So that's one very important with us is the client relationship.
See, and they were real quick to threaten, oh, you don't do this, you don't do that, we can put you in collections. Oh, don't threaten me because I'm going to do it even less. I don't care. But it's like, how are you going to do that? And then how do you expect to get paid? Because they weren't even giving my dad any more leads. How do you expect to get paid and you're not giving him no job? So how do you expect him to pay y'all?
Absolutely.
So that's what was getting me. But I told him, with y'all, I like it. I actually do, and it's good. It's just that I wish I would upgrade that. Put the calendars. Mm-hmm. Put it on there to where they said we both can be on there because some of these companies, it's husband and wife doing it sometimes. Or the guys, so it's not. And it's hard. And some of them don't mess with it, like my dad. But he wants to feel part of it, and so that's why it's better to have where two people can log in and stuff. And but my dad is good for y'all to have the calendar and the appointment thing on there because my dad don't know nothing. My dad don't know nothing about technology. Nothing. He knows how to answer text and call. That's it.
Actually, you gave me We had workspace wherein you can actually go ahead and put in. But there is really one great idea that you gave right now, and I'm going to go ahead and suggest it to our team later. Like, maybe, like, on the application, like, for example, you go ahead and mark, because I know there's a calendar here. If you mark a, let's say you put it scheduled, it,
but on the lead, it's not like that. Like, when I'm looking at the lead right now, it says you can add an amount. You can add notes. It's letting you add an amount. It's letting you add notes. But there's no calendar. There's not an appointment for me. Like, it would be so good. Like, I say, like, my dad can sign in on his email and just have it to where he at least gives the emails. And, yeah, that he knows he's going to get it. And I can be signed in on my phone, and I'm the one doing it, and it goes already to him, to the odd, to the client, and it sets the appointments, it sets the, you know, I mean, the contract's one thing between me and them, but if it sets up the calendar and it sets up the appointment, it would be so much better and easier, and you would help so many clients that way.
Actually, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, because my dad's not the only one out there. All these people, there's some people that, like, my dad, he's the real, I mean, more I took because he can't do where he's doing the construction. He's doing the actual work in it. He's going and getting the material. He's got to go look at the estimates, and then for him to do this and that, now he can't do it. So that's when I end up just taking over for him.
Actually, that's a very good idea. Like, there is an option there on the app. Like, for example, you wanted to schedule it. So, because maybe if you have the email, you can enter the email and then they get or it could be a text to confirm.
On mine, I'm looking and I clicked on a lead right now. Uh-huh. Just clicked on it to look at it. And it's where, okay, so you put, y'all have it to where you click on the lead and it goes to messages, or it goes calls, messages, or review. Mm-hmm. On top, y'all have it to where it goes follow up, schedule, complete, invalid lead, no answer, and not interested. Even though if you go to schedule, then nothing comes up. It stays to where you did the schedule, the number, or in the information of the client, and then it says amount, and then notes, and then it comes all the past calls that we've had. It doesn't have a calendar or a, like, appointment book or a calendar. I've messed with every little button on this phone. I've messed with every single little button y'all have.
So it's like, say for example, it is scheduled. So
that's
there
it.
Should be like an option on the app where you put scheduled, you enter the date, the time, and then when you actually like hit submit, you or the email that is registered on the account will receive an email and a text as well. Email address, right? You don't have the email of the client. So at least they get a text telling them, hey, for, let's say, R&R construction, there's a confirmed a schedule for you at blah, 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 blah. So it's just notification.
That they should get at least one when they start it, at least one saying, okay, you scheduled this appointment. You have this appointment that day, and at least say a day before the appointment, hey, this is a reminder, you scheduled so-and-so appointment, and that way if they have to reschedule or just to confirm the schedule, hey, you can put on the bottom, accept, deny, or reschedule.
That is a wonderful idea. No, thank you so much, Alma. This is very nice. I will go ahead and inform our tech team so this can be on our roadmap, because this is a very nice idea. And you know what? This actually simplifies the process for business owners as well. I know I've heard clients who are in big deals. They put in schedule there, but they have to go ahead and come back. For example, they can't put in notes right away or put in on their calendar. So they have to have a... Or that's also, let me put it.
I thought of it because of my dad. Because my dad, he's doing so much, and he, like, now that I'm in there, I have to constantly be reminding him. And that's why I thought of it, because of him. It's like, okay, some of them are doing their own jobs and doing their own work that they don't remember, and they get so busy that they don't remember they have appointments. So that's why I was like, okay, this would be better if they had a reminder and they had it on the calendar, on the app, where they're both there and they both scheduled it, and they get the reminder that day, and then, okay, yeah, we made the appointment. Okay, hey, we're making an appointment for 3 days, in 3 days. Okay, so they set it. The next day it gives you an alarm, because my dad don't remember. My dad, if I don't constantly call him, he don't remember. I have had to make him stop in the middle of job to go because he doesn't remember. Because I know he gets busy because they're doing estimates. They're doing the actual construction work. They're going and getting materials. They're dealing with the other employees and the client while they're there. So they don't remember most of the time.
I let me go ahead and note it very good. So don't forget, this is a very nice idea. I wanted to share this one with the team. Really, this is very nice. So when client keeps schedule, there will be a calendar.
Like there would be calendar, and then you get three options: accept, deny, or reschedule.
Okay, that is nice.
Yeah, because life is busy. We don't know what life's gonna throw at you. You don't know. Okay, I'm gonna be ill, or I have a family emergency, or something. So I mean, I understand, hey, that you have to reschedule. And I mean, sometimes, like I said, they can't get a hold of us because either I'm on a call with somebody else, or my dad's in the middle of on a roof or something. And that way, at least the app reminds us, hey, they rescheduled.
That is nice.
I just think of it because of my dad, because it's like, I don't want my daddy struggling, so, I mean, I wouldn't want nobody else doing it, because it's the same way with us. We treat our clients like their family and their house is ours, so I just was thinking. About to do my nails since I can't get out of bed.
Oh, were you redoing it all by yourself?
Yeah.
Or you have somebody?
Uh-huh. No, I do it myself. I was watching TikTok. I learned how to do my nails. I learned how to make lashes. I made some lashes. Yeah, my dad calls them caterpillars. He says they're caterpillars on your face. But I make lashes. I do nails. I do tattoos. I do piercings. Yeah, when I got bored and I started learning other things because I didn't want to stay in bed most of the time. So, yeah.
I'm not very sure if this is actual, but yeah, definitely a very nice idea.
It's just amazing. That way the client sees y'all putting them in your thoughts and everything, and they're like, okay, they do really care. And I see y'all do, because y'all do get insight with your clients. I do see it. And I do like it. It makes it feel more comfy. It makes us feel, when y'all like that, it makes us feel more comfortable being there and letting y'all just do it. Because, like I said, the other companies, it's just, no, they, oh, okay, it's just another number, let's throw it up there.
That is absolutely right.
But, I just think that because of my dad, and I know I don't want my daddy having trouble, so I don't want nobody else.
You know what, this is actually a very nice idea. I mean, I'm pretty sure this would really, it would level up the app.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, and it would really help both clients and customers as well. As a reminder, really is a very good thing. Like, sometimes customers also forget, like if they have schedules, and to forget that it is also they have a schedule. Mm-hmm. So this is a very nice one.
Yeah, because like I said, we don't know what life's gonna throw at us at that day. You don't know if okay, hey, well, I end up having a family emergency or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So it's like, no. That way you don't have to, oh, I have to go to Splash to go schedule here, and then I have to get a hold of the actual contractor and go here and everywhere. At least the app would actually make it, if y'all did that, it would make it so, okay, they only go one place and that's it.
Yes. Like
they can go straight. Yeah, they can go straight to the app, reschedule, and that's it. They don't have to worry about getting a hold of me or my dad or anybody else. They just go straight to the app, and it gets a hold of all of us.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking it's easier.
This is absolutely right. I am actually sending it right away to our team.
Tell them, you got to put it on there. Alma said she's got to get 10% out of it.
You know what? I'm going to, of course, I will have something.
No,
for
I was joking. Definitely. I was joking.
No, maybe I could give you like 2 weeks extension of the billing.
No, it's okay. I was just joking.
But no. Rest assured, that will be submitted to the team. I'll let you know how this went. Because we'll be having, it's going to be Thursday that we'll have the meeting for this type of cases. But I will really let you know.
Oh, yes. Okay, all of this is being recorded, right? Because I can tell my dad to listen to this, and I did it. And tell my daddy. Look what I did, daddy.
Oh, this is something to be really proud of. I mean, this idea, this is very nice, to be honest with you. This is something that I really think that would be very beneficial to both clients and customers. As it really seems like as you mentioned, there are different circumstances or incidents that may happen. So with this one, I thought actually like maybe during the day, like for example, if you have a scheduled date there where you will receive like at 6 a.m. a reminder to let you know that, hey, you've got a scheduled visit for today or repair, mm-hmm. something like that. So clients would know, oh, okay, I do have it scheduled today. So it reminds them as well, apart mm-hmm. from the one that they will receive after you end the call with them, like after you schedule it.
Yeah.
So it's really perfect.
Yeah, because like if they go to one solid app, they don't have to actually go, okay, well, let me get a hold of, hey, oh, Art's outside working, let me just tell him, and he forgets to tell me or something, or them trying to get a hold of me, at least they go straight to that app, and that's it. Oh, this stupid phone, pretty slow as possible. No, I'm not answering it no more. I put that thing on silent, I don't tell my dad right now, you better send me something to get this damn phone. Oh, wait, there it goes. Hello? No, I'm going to answer the phone call. Oh, my God. Yeah, because that way, like, they can't get a hold of him or he forgets and to tell him because he does. And then that way, instead of them trying to get a hold of him, trying to get a hold of me or go to look at the app, they can just go straight to the app to get a hold of my dad or me. They can put it on their head. This on the calendar or on there. Hey, look, this is for Art. Or look, yeah, Art or Alma here.
That's actually perfect. Yes.
That's how I came up with the business card. His business card is different. Yeah, I got it to where because my dad has a plain white business card. Plain. Just mm-hmm. the letters and saying what he has to say and that's it. So I'm the one, the logo, if you look at it, we changed the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. I really, really, really. With the gold in it, oh, my God, I liked it. I loved it. I love it. Yeah, I do. Because it gives it more pop. I was so happy when I seen it. It gives it more pop. It brings it out more. And before, they had sent me one that was just plain R&R construction with the line under it and the So this one I like because the gold and the shading and the way even in the window and there's that one little spark on the top of the house. So it's like they put really detailed in it and I like it. But the business card, it's to where one side is mine where it's like, okay, and my own QR code, like, okay, this is used for appointments, contracts, or anything like that, everything that's in the office and things like that. And then the other side, it's my dad's emails and information and his QR code to where, okay, you need to know questions about the material or talk to the, mm-hmm. that they get a hold of him. because they wanted to throw everything on one side of the cart, and it's like, y'all gonna make it look cluttery. It looks cluttery if you just put everything on one side, so that's when I told him, I said, no, put mine on one side and his on the other, and there you go.
Well, I really love that you liked it, so.
I can't wait to see the website, though. I'm dying, like, they were supposed to, they told me a week, and I was already telling the days, Monday, yesterday was supposed to be a week, and they didn't call me. So I'm sipping them, and I'm just sitting there, so I jumped up when you called. I was thinking it was them calling for the website.
All right. Okay. Yes. I'm actually looking, so this is actually perfect. So we will continue to go ahead and work on your account. Okay. And then I'll follow up with you with the application, all right? When do you think we'll be able to do it?
Right. I mean, if he doesn't have to send the papers and, like, the insurance and stuff until later, then I can fill it out right now while we're talking.
Okay, perfect. Yes, if you could kindly fill that out, and then let me know if you have questions on it so we can go ahead. I can go ahead and answer you.
Yes, will both of us get a copy of it off, or just me?
Just the one that's on the email.
Can you check? It should be mine, because I have an actual printer, so I can print mine out, and I just, either way you put it, if y'all send it to mine, I can just copy it and send it to him. I don't want him, it's because my thing is I don't want him feeling left out.
Okay.
Like, I know he's leaving it to me, and it's, as he says, it's yours, but I don't want him to feel like, okay, she's just coming and jumping and pushing me away. He wants it to, I know him, I know my dad, he wants it to where this is me and him, this is where he could still feel attached and there. Because, like I said, we didn't have a relationship. This is the only time we've ever gotten really, really close. He's like me right now, he doesn't want to let go. I don't even know. Yeah, so I can read this later. I'm going to print it up. So it's all checked. I don't think.
So I think it's going to be like, I believe it's pre-filled. There will be some of the boxes there that are pre-filled already, like the name, business owner.
Hers is on the very bottom. It's already got her name and her the checks with her, but I haven't run into nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sliding. I haven't even read it. I'm not even reading. I'm reading it later tonight. My dad, are you still on the phone? So what is this? You refer a business to local splash to get up to 150 in service credit?
Oh. Yes. For example, you get a referral. But what happens is that once they actually sign up, you will actually get a free month.
He didn't know that. And he knows people. My dad knows him. He knows a lot of people. Like, my dad knows a lot of people. Doctors and stuff, too. He knows a lot.
Yeah, if you can actually, like, recommend with behalf.
Yeah, I'm texting him right now before I end up forgetting. My dad, look, go talk to people. My stupid phone, so I have to say anything. Dad, they have it on their app that if you refer people, you can get a free month. Free month. You gotta say free a lot because he will jump on.
He loves it. I mean, me, myself, once I see free, I really love it. Like, you know, discounts, oh my.
No, God, yeah. You don't even, like, when you get down to it, it's not even a discount. That freaking Xfinity caught me and I end up catching myself. Xfinity has it right now. Well, my membership for internet was $50. Now they have it, but you get automatic. If you put it auto pay, it's down to 40. So now they have a special that says $40, and it doesn't matter if you get auto pay or not. I said, yeah, I already paid that. Shut up. Okay, so I went through the first one. Just said everything. Because it took me to one, and I already went through that one. I'm trying not to go too fast because I don't want to pass nothing. So does he, his Facebook, is it like a Facebook page or is this ads that he pops up?
I'm sorry, could you kind of repeat the question?
The Facebook.
Facebook ads.
Yeah, like I don't even, I don't know, like, is it a whole full, like, full page of Facebook or is it just, like, ads popping up? Okay, so, I mean, I went through everything. It's just has, it goes to the very.
Did you fill it out already? Did you submit it? I can check.
I mean, I put, and it's like, it takes me to where her name is, and it doesn't let me do nothing else.
Wait, let me go ahead and do it here.
Yeah,
I can fill it out for you.
Yeah, her checks and everything are on there, and I mean, I went through it, and it's. It doesn't let me fill nothing out. It just takes me straight to the bottom of her name. It has her name, then the date, and three checks.
Oh, that's, I think you are looking at the, not on the application, but let me resend to you the form. I'm not sure if you're still on it.
Because he sent me, it was like I said, this one's like some stupid. So I have one at one. Okay. So it came out to where we were talking. As we were talking, it came out at 6 p.m. I had got one text, and it says a link and a number and all that. And then it says, please fill out, please fill out. And I got like three of those. So maybe it's just one of these.
Let me reset it.
I just got it. It says, please fill out and submit. So. That's probably what it is. I clicked on the wrong one because, like, I have four of them right after we got off the phone.
Okay. Loading. I resent one again today.
Yeah, I just clicked on it. It's reloading right now.
Okay. The one I just sent right now?
Yes, ma'am.
You got it. Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect.
It's this stupid thing. I'm going to throw it out the window. No, my dad's happy my phone is messing up. Because he's been wanting me to go to his kitchen plan. Then he has to get you a book. No. He's trying to get me stuck. One first and last name. Did I put hers, right? Because it's under her name.
Let's see. For the application, it has to be, we need to put it under your dad's name because he will be the one who will undergo the verification. It has to be on his
name. Okay, he has to do the background and all that, right?
Yes, that is correct. So on the form, it has to be his name. He has to be the business owner, a listed business owner.
Me. And I felt so, I was telling my boyfriend about it. I said to my husband about the business card. I said, I said, nah, you got to watch it because, I see my company. I'm a big boss. Like, nah, you screwed me. He just laughed. Okay, so the email, I'm going to put mine because he doesn't know. He doesn't deal with none of that. I do. Because he doesn't understand
me.
On the webpage, it has me, and it has my, everything goes directly to me.
Almaris 7985, right?
It should be Alma H. Ramos, that is 7985, yeah.
85, yeah.
Yeah, because I had it to where before it was Herrera, because it's my name right now. Right now, my husband says right now, later it's going to be something else. Anyway. So, pain in my ass. But... Since we're telling the customers, and it is family run, family work, family everything, that's why I end up changing my email to my maiden name, to my dad's name.
To your dad's name.
Yeah, it just has the H for my ex-husband. I know my dad was happy when he seen my email. He's like, oh, shut up. And... You better upgrade my phone because my big finger is pushing all kinds of letters over here. I made them put on there too. Y'all cannot email or text or anything my father about anything about the website or the logos or the car. It says on his where his phone number's at. It says it for real. It does. I can't tell him. What is the business saying? Okay, so that. Oh no, I don't think it's dark. Hold on. One of them. It says I don't know if it's on the website. The way that they put it. They put the word "and" and it's supposed to be "r" and the sign and then "r." And oh, they did it, like the logo's good, but when now you go on the website is when they start talking about like the actual work, the actual construction work and stuff like that. There's some parts that say "r" and the word and then "r."
Let me see. That should be corrected. Okay. Because the home is already R and sign, and then space R construction. Let me check the other parts.
Yeah, like, I was actually reading them because I was into my dad. I was going to rewrite it and make it sound better, like, more, not only so formal and professional, but also a little loose so the customers could see, okay, yeah, he's just not, like, my dad don't think all that stuff. He don't think none of that stuff. He was reading something the other day, a text, and he goes, "Me signing my life away to my daughter, what?" And I was like, "Shut up." That I'm giving my daughter for what? Shut up. He'd be picking on me so much. I said, "You got insurance, Dad?" He goes, "What?" I'm thinking, "Are you got insurance?" Because you what? You're gonna buy what? Nothing. No, if I were to go to jail, I would be staying in jail because I don't know no address and no phone number.
The hell?
I'm looking for his address. I'm looking at his
site. I'm also looking at your website right now. Some notes.
Yeah, if you, like, you put attention to it and actually look at the, like, look at it. And my dad just bases it. My dad starts seeing big words, so he forgets. He's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that looks good." No, you're not reading what it's saying. Now, when I send him a contract, I say, when I send him this one, I your email, that's when I say, "Are you reading it?" "Yes." I said, "What does it say?" "I don't know. I'm in the restaurant." I said, "I thought you were reading me." Yeah, no, I got a surprise for him, though.
Oh.
I got a surprise. Okay, in school, I wrote an essay about my dad and just being an entrepreneur and all that. And I won. I get to say it. I
graduated. Aw.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Because I don't, when I write my essays, I don't actually type it out. Oh, somebody got nice to me. I don't type it out. I put the intercom on, and I just, like, if I'm talking to you or my dad, I don't see it, like, either the other way. And that's what the success is like, so, I guess. I'm almost done. Sorry.
Okay. I am also, like, reviewing your website where you're filling out the application.
Oh, okay. I mean, did you catch the part that I was telling you?
I am actually looking, trying to find that one. It seems like they have updated it to R and then and sign and then R. But what I actually caught is they did not update the email address. It's still the Almera Harris Alma H era. Era.
It should be Alma. No, that's the first one I made, but then I got locked out of it. See, I had got my stuff had got locked out, and it got because my freaking 2-year-old little grandson thinks he's freaking 10, and he started messing with the tablet because he started messing with the laptop because his tablet died. Yeah, tablet. No, boy, leave my stuff alone. Mm-hmm. He says that. I was like, oh damn.
This is actually strange. In the contract us. It is already 85.79. Oh, yeah, it's 85. It should be 79.85. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. This will be correct.
It should say, it should be Alma, then the it's the ALMAH, and then RAMOS 79.85. The other one was just my first and I made it my married name. So now I actually just switched it to where it has me and my dad's married name. So, yeah.
Yes. I wonder why it did not update. Usually when we make update on, like, the email, it should auto-populate and do listings.
See, I had to call them and tell them because, you know, when you first get in there and it tells you, okay, you can call or your email and it has where it has my number thing. But when you go to the all the way to the bottom, there is a part where they have it to where you can see where it's called calls and it goes to your tracker. And then there's, like, text and it goes to me. But they were having my old number. And I kept on telling them, hey, look, y'all need to update it. Hey, y'all need to update it because I'm not getting no leads, no nothing. Like, I don't think my dad's got a lead for them, like, you know, week, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, because I wasn't getting none of the information because they were still doing it the other phone. On the app, it says my number. And it had my emails on the actual contact with y'all. But when the client went to go look at the website or on the, or anywhere, they were seeing my old number. So I was like, what the heck? I don't know where your tablet is. What, 2005?
Don't worry, we'll have to make sure that will be updated.
No, no, what the heck? When did we establish it? 2005, I think. Damn it. I think it's 2005. I don't want to get nothing wrong.
Now connected to Chromebook underscore 9710.
I'm trying to think, because he has more than 30 years. This old man.
And Alma, just to confirm. Oh, do we have the troll tracking? Oh, no, sorry. Let me just check something.
It's good, because it's on the bottom it had it. And then in the little phone icon, it has that deer tracking number, but It had my old, I don't know if they've updated, it had my old number when they clicked on the text one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I had told them over freaking 10 times already, local. That's because my dad says it's raining really bad. Money. They say when your hand itches, it's because you don't get money. My daddy is my man. I get money, then he found me a phone. Come on. Okay, so if there's some things on here that I'm not fully sure of, can we add, we put it in later, or do I need it now?
Yeah. You can go ahead and put in later. Just
okay,
make sure to save it. It will actually send an email to you.
Okay, so because there's that part where he says when. I'm thinking it's 2005, but I don't want to put something wrong in there either. And
okay,
then
no problem.
What is his employee ID number? He doesn't have that yet. The EIN? I don't think he has it.
You can skip the one. Just put an A.
Because I've been today. Oh, shit. What time is it? Oh, thank God. I just thought of it. I have class today.
Oh, no worries.
It's this afternoon, and I was just looking at it. I thought it was late already.
Okay.
No, it's not until 5 o'clock. I was like, oh, damn. It's because my teacher's going to teach me how to help me afterwards to get my dad to be actually official and be in corporate and be an ink or something.
No problem. I will. Please go ahead and fill out the form. Whatever is actually not yet filled, you can just go ahead and make sure to save it. And then you can go back to the link because it will send a link to your email. And then you just have to access the link again to go back to whatever is, like, saved. So, yes, just go ahead and contact me if you have further questions on that, okay?
Yeah, I think so. But since I have you on the phone, can you look to see if when they're going to have the stuff ready?
I'm sorry, what,
the logo we already know.
Yeah.
It's the business cards and the website. He's actually really wanting, he's looking forward to the business cards because I, like, he's ready to get them out. He's ready to get them all out.
For the business card, there is already a request. It's noted yesterday for the business card. So once this will be done, give it 2 to 3 days. We should be able to go ahead and submit this one to you. You should get this one by email.
So they just gonna email it to me or do like? Okay, so that's how we're gonna communicate everything because they had said let them know if I wanted anything to be tweaked or changed or anything, tweaked. I mean. Okay. I was wondering. I'm really like, I'm looking forward to this. So sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so you said the insurance and that other stuff, we can put that in when he gives it to me.
Yes, we will send you it. We will send it to you via email so you can review the business card first before we actually.
I was reading the app because it's already asking for the insurance and certified, and then it says a business license number. All of this is going to have to wait until he gives me that paperwork.
No problem with that. We can have that one to follow. We just need to make sure that the application is already
done. No, I'm going through with that yet. I will email you or I text. Where you text me, the thing is where I end up texting you back.
Oh, I'm sorry?
When I finish this, do I like just text you where you end up sending me this email, or how do I know it's going to get to you?
Oh, just text the 877 number. I will get notified whenever you text. It goes directly to my inbox. I see it right away.
Okay. Well, I really do thank you for being patient and everything.
No problem. It's always fun to talk to you. I always love it.
I'm all over the place. My daddy got me all over the place, so yeah, I'm everywhere.
And thank you so much for the wonderful suggestion. This week I should be able to send this to our team. Let them know by Thursday, and I'll let you know.
Oh my God, I can't wait to actually hear. Like, I want to tell my dad, look, I gave Edson. Look, Flash is going to put me. I'm gonna tell him how I did that, Daddy. I did that.
Oh, that is nice. Thank you so much, Alma. You're gonna get no ask question about the application or anything about the account. Please do shoot me a text right away. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, love.
All right. Thanks, Alma. Enjoy your day.
You too.
I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.